Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Qur'an Hakim that I have given to the human being eyes and hands and a body, and such gifts and treasures I have given to the human being, but there are very few people who are grateful for all of this. There are very few people who pay gratitude for these things. And the Mufassireen, the commentators have written here, is that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the things that He has given to us. And those who are ungrateful, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Allah Ta'ala is pointing out here that how does my servant not pay gratitude to me? Or how does it the human being not pay gratitude to Allah? In this way, that Allah Ta'ala has given us the limbs, the hands, the eyes, the nose, the feet, different limbs and organs. And these are all healthy and correct and functioning. And despite this, Allah Ta'ala's obedience and good deeds, practice of good deeds, we don't utilize these things for that purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment, He delivers ni'mas to His creation, to mankind. Allah Ta'ala gives good things, positive things, health, energy, and power. And the human being, what should he do? That not a moment should pass when a person doesn't earn a good deed. This is not the quality of a human being, of humanity. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our good deeds. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need our piety. These opportunities that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, this is Allah's mercy, His karam and grace, and the sadaqah, and the gift of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we get these great opportunities to do good things. So whenever we get an opportunity like these we are sitting in, we should utilize them, take advantage of them. For example, these 10 days of Dhul Hajj, the first 10 days of Dhul Hajj Allah has given to us, such full of barakat, blessings, so much goodness, hidden and made apparent. Some things Allah has made apparent, visible, some are hidden. So in these 10 days, the human being should consistently, regularly do good deeds. Regularly do good deeds. Spend time in good actions. Don't waste time. And like this night, Alhamdulillah. Now, this is not a night which is not worth anything, is it? We don't give it emphasis. Is it not enough that in the hadith it is stated that these 10 nights, and a person who does amal in these nights, the thawab, the reward, is like Laylatul Qadr. It is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. So this gives a lot of targheeb and direction to someone for focusing on the akhirah, on the hereafter. If we have yaqeen and if we have desire, if we have certainty and we have the desire that Allah Ta'ala has given us this night, so we shouldn't waste this night. If we've got health, we've got determination and courage, and the intention, then what stops us? Our nafs, our desires. It does not allow us to implement good deeds. What a big night, what a great night, if we look at this. But which Allah Ta'ala said in the Qur'an, that this night is greater than 1,000 months in terms of amal and deeds. So Allah Ta'ala has immediately, suddenly given us 10 nights like this together. The night of Laylatul Qadr. If we see the praise and the definition of it in the ahadith, then it's apparent here that Allah Ta'ala has kept ni'mas in these nights hidden. So we shouldn't leave these nights and be busy in our own busyness and enjoyment in other things, or sleep and just do away with things. How sad. This is a great night. A great night. A massive night. How much thawab we can earn in this night? Tell me. Such a great night that from the heavens the angels descend, and there's hujum, and there's a lot of angels that descend. And some narrations are stated that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam descends. Allah says in the Quran, the Ruhul Amin, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam descends. And some commentators have done tafsir that he's not Ruhul Amin, rather what is this? That this is the makhluk, and he is the greatest angel from all of the angels. And where is he? He is close to the Arsh. And the angels that are there close to the Arsh, that he is the head of those angels. And he has the form of the human being, the face, but he is an angel. So he's an ajeeb and unique form of angel. And close to Allah, he's been given a very unique form and a unique definition and praise. And this night, Allah Ta'ala for his servants allows that angel to descend. And Allah Ta'ala says, go until Fajr on these people, go and send salamat upon these people. And the hadith is stated, until the morning the angels send salamat upon the servants of Allah. What is salamati? In other words, salamat means protection. They ask Allah Ta'ala to safeguard His creation from illnesses, from bad effects, from magic, from jinnat, from ill effects. A lot of things that angels from the beginning of the night till the morning, they ask Allah, Allah protect this person, Allah protect this person. From the hukum of Allah, the angels are doing dua for that human being or those people. So will Allah Ta'ala's dua, those duas of the angels not be accepted? So alhamdulillah, the afzal, the greatest ibadah on the night of Laylatul Qadr. Why is it afzal? Because why is it afzal? Why is it greatest? Because when the angels descend, then Jibreel Islam himself comes and they go and shake the hands and meet those people who are doing the dhikr of Allah. And every angel, Jibreel Islam comes and shakes hands with those people. So what is the purpose of shaking hands or meeting those people? We cannot understand this. What's the reason for this? But alhamdulillah, if we sit down a little while and do the dhikr of Allah, if we get the majlis of dhikr, the gathering of dhikr, then a great, great reward. But what is it that stops us? The nafs, the desires. And the desires never allow us to do a good deed. Any amal that comes in front of us, a good amal, oh no, it's too difficult. How will we do this action? How will we do that action? Oh, it's too hard for us. It's too difficult for us. And we put obstacles in front of us. What is the obstacle? What is the restriction? What is difficult? Obviously, if there's something we have to do, there are difficulties. You have to make effort, physical. Of course, there's no action in the world without effort. Of course, when you keep a fast, there will be difficulty. You will have a headache. You may feel dizzy. You may feel hungry. You may tremble or shake. And your heart will feel low, down maybe. Of course, that's why you get in the reward. Because you are implementing Allah Ta'ala's orders or Allah Ta'ala's likes. And you are doing that, making effort. But if you get scared and leave the actions, then you will never act on anything. So such people, Allah Ta'ala says that in their hearts, there is nifaq. There's hypocrisy, just like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his generation, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give an order or tell people to go somewhere. You see hadith and events, and some people, they used to run away. They used to turn their face, turn their backs, make excuses, too hard, too difficult, we can't do this, there's nobody at home left to protect the family, etc. This is stated in the hadith, isn't it? So they used to run back or stay back, the back of the queue, but the Quran made them zahir. Apparently that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives the order, then their breath, they run out of breath. And then we realize how much iman they have. So in the same way, if we apply this to ourselves, there's so many events we get today, opportunities to do good deeds, and we turn back, run away. Nafs starts to oppose us and we make excuses. Then we come back to the same point, that our iman is weak. It's apparent. It's obvious. It's totally obvious that these people, they don't have the courage. They're not showing any courage. That about the hukum of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, earn good deeds. Why did Allah Ta'ala need to give us these 10 days? Why did Allah Ta'ala tell us to keep the fast in these 10 days? Why did Allah Ta'ala say that these nights are like Laylatul Qadr? For this reason, that the miskeen ummah of my mahbub, my beloved, who are immersed in sins and standing on the banks of Jahannam, that such deeds they can implement on these 10 nights, 10 days, and I can forgive them. Allah Ta'ala says, me and you, what are we? What status have we got? What game are we playing in the world? What generation are we living in? Look, this is the generation where the uruj of the bad things. I say that this generation is worse than the time of Fir'aun. You come out of the home into society, it's very difficult to protect the iman. Go into the shop, you can have a fast and protect yourself. You enter into the shop, the marketplace, to do some shopping, and very bad effects take place upon the iman of a person. So in this age, in this day and age, in generation, Allah Ta'ala is saving us from Jahannam, from hellfire. So for this reason, it is stated that this is the night of Laylatul Qadr. So at least give some da'wah to other people that do the dhikr of Allah. Cool people give da'wah, the enjoyment, the dhikr, the taste of the kalimat, the verses that we will recite in the rewards, everything. But for doing all of this, there is some difficulty, isn't there? The nafs has to make some effort. Who will go? Who's going to sit down? Why do I have to go? Oh, is dhikr, it's not farad, it's not important, it's not farad to fast. I don't need to do these things. Nothing is important, is it? Nothing's necessary. This is the beauty, that there's nothing that's necessary. Even then, despite this, Allah Ta'ala said, go and I will give to you. I will give you forgiveness and your salvation, your forgiveness, get rewards, increase your status, increase your stacks of deeds, your sacks of deeds, your number of deeds. The mu'min, his quality definition is that every opportunity should be taken advantage of. Tell me, that is there any deed that is in front of us that we can call it small? There's no such deed that will not drag the treasure of Jannah along with it, will not give us the message. And I'll tell you this very regularly, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. What kalima is this? Subhanallah wa bihamdi. A child 2-3 years old, if you tell that child Subhanallah wa bihamdi, after a few days the child will say this and repeat this. Is there any power or energy that you need to learn this? Look at karam and fadl of Allah, that this is a good deed. It's a good deed. So as you're walking, if you say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, you're entering Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, something you attain, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Is there any power you need? Is there any massive amount of energy you need to say this? So if somebody 100 times says in the whole day, 100 times, we can say so many things 100 times over. Those people who swear and abuse, they swear and abuse thousands of times. You know, this is the fashion. Tuck-a-tuck, 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 knock-a-knock, knock-a-knock. Swearing, elder people, younger people, youthful people. So despite this, we should teach our children, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah, if you're angry, happy and lost, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Is there any loss? Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Keep on reciting it 100 times. If a person recites these kalamats 100 times, 124,000 good deeds are recorded in your book of deeds. 124,000 deeds, cash, fresh, genuine. And Allah Ta'ala says, what's on top of this? That your sins, even if they are equivalent to the foam on the surface of the sea, Allah Ta'ala says, due to these kalamat, I wipe away the sins. So these are the chances we're getting. We get. Now if I ask you, if I say to my brothers, that if I collect everybody, gather everybody and say that today, who from morning till evening has recited these kalamat, I don't think that anybody will raise their hands. Nobody knows. The thawab, the reward, we don't even know. What is the reward? We don't have the, maybe the desire in our hearts. If you ask about the shop, how much was the salary, the turnover, the gross, the net, the profit? What's the value of this product? How much has the value gone down? What's the rate for this currency? If you sit there, you'll hear the rate for Pakistan, this is the rupee, we'll buy at this rate, sell at this rate, this is how much went down, the gold price and the commodity prices, and you'll get the news of all the wealth. But no person knows that the luggage of Jannah that's being sold, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, what is the value? We say, if we like this, we'll tell our wife and our children, recite this, teach your children, and don't teach them wasteful things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors of karam and His mercy, that such small things are so valuable, so powerful. Never consider a good deed small. Never. Never. Never consider a good deed small, my brothers, my friends. This is not the quality of a mu'min, that he's walking around doing nothing. Every stride of his, a Muslim, should be raised every stride with earning, for thereafter Allah has given us such a system. For the insan, for the human being, that the tongue, Allah has given a beautiful organ, the tongue, beautiful tongue, that eat from the mouth and taste with the tongue and suck the mangoes and take sweets and mitais and everything you need. Allah Ta'ala says, with the same tongue, do my dhikr, remember me, recite Durood Sharif and take the taste of Durood. Allahu Akbar, such people have passed away who take the taste. And they know the taste. They said that when we recite the name of Allah, he said that when I recite the name of Allah, Mulana Rumi rahmatullah, said that my body and every hair of mine stands on end and it becomes like sweet taste. The blood and all of the body and everything, it's like shireen. Allah Ta'ala says that their sugar level goes to the top and they enjoy it, but it will be the Jannah sugar in their bloodstream. So they're tasting it, aren't they? The remembrance of Allah. So the tongue is such a thing that as a person walks and talks, if you make it, give it a habit, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beautiful. Subhanallah. What is the shan, the status of Durood Sharif? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, the person who will be closest to me is that person who will have recited Durood the most. So how long does it take? You're driving, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a total Durood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walking, subhanallah, subhanallah. Tell me, wa bihamdihi. Take that out. Take the wabihamdiya. Is subhanallah not enough? Subhanallah. If you recite it 100 times, then you will get that thawab. What thawab? That the sahaba could have attained. The sahaba ikram, the noble companions. After the sahaba, tabi'een, they could have taken this reward. After that, the tabi'een, and maybe the door is closed after that. There's no individual who can take the thawab for this, but today if you recite subhanallah, you will take that reward. Tell me, what is that thawab? That thawab has been sealed. Such a big thawab, such a great thawab, that all of the sahaba, the tabi'een, maybe it was until their generation, I can't understand the history, I don't think it went beyond this. This thawab, it was sealed. But today, yes, if Allah Ta'ala gives karam and mercy and grace, if we recite that same thawab can be attained that the sahaba attained. What is that? Shall I tell you that? First promise, that at least 100 times you will recite in the day, inshallah. Say subhanallah. Total promise, solid promise, that while you're walking even on your fingers, that in your heart, and you in the day 100 times, if you promise, then I'll give you. Aha, mashallah. And then look, this thawab, this reward, is what? That the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, at the generation of the Prophet ﷺ, maybe after the Tabi'in, they attained this. What was this thawab? That the person who says Subhanallah 100 times, he will get the thawab. What thawab? What reward? Just like he has the Arabic servants, 100, he has freed them. 100 Arab servants. Now this is not the age of servants. Where will you get Arabic servants? Arab servants. And this is such a thawab that one is the normal servant or slave. We're talking about the ghulam at the time of Rasulullah. Big value, that big value and appreciation for them. And to free them, the reward. What was such? It was such a big thawab. The Sahaba Ikram, they used to do this. They freed this many slaves. Or this many servants, I've freed this many slaves, this many women I've freed, and I've freed these people and that people who are chained, who were shackled. So today the thawab is finished. There are no servants or slaves, but the people who do dhikr today, that reward is still there for them. How? Why? From one letter, one word, Subhanallah. Is this not a reward? Tell me. Oh, if we can't do things, if we can't pray tahajjud, if we can't recite Quran all day long, if you can't do big mujahidat, if you can't pray Ishraq or Tahajjud, if you at least 100 times Subhanallah we can recite, can't we? Or not? Anyway, the objective was to come together to do dhikr. This is just for our passion and desire that we should do dhikr. I'm just giving you a point here. Asal, the reason for speaking is the one thing, remember. Never should a mu'min, it is not the quality of a mu'min that he's got an opportunity to do good deed and he wastes that opportunity. That's it. And today, this is the showering of the mercies of Allah in these 10 days. So much is raining down that we have to reduce the dunya at this time. Otherwise, the dunya will continue and these 10 days will not come back. Don't you understand what I'm saying? These 10 days will not come again. You understand what I'm saying? So the rest, what is left, nafs, shaitan, our enemies, they're going to make us scared. They will say to us beforehand that if I keep a fast, I'll have a headache, a stomachache, and I will have problems, and I'll be weak, and I'll have after effects. But in opposition to that, if you think that what am I going to attain, I cannot even imagine the reward I'm going to get. Isn't it? So that's how you analyze dhikr. If we try, Allah Ta'ala gives us health. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives health, isn't it? So we have health and we are able to come and sit in the masjid. Then Alhamdulillah, the people of the masjid, they've given us permission. May Allah Ta'ala increase their darajat, the committee, who Alhamdulillah, have done a big work of the deen. They say, okay, you can do the dhikr until Isha. After Isha, they've given us permission. So we are very grateful to the intizamia. Allah Ta'ala has given a great reward and opportunity. Allah will give them ajr and reward that due to them, thousands of people will hear this dhikr. And mashallah, if there's an announcement, that would have been very good as well, and more brothers could have sat down if an announcement was made. So inshallah, you explain those people to your colleagues that sit in the gathering of dhikr. These 10 days, these 10 nights will go, there's so much reward, because Laylatul Qadr, we get the total reward of Laylatul Qadr by sitting here, and alongside us the angels will give musafa. Jibreel alayhi salam will come, alhamdulillah, and the biggest angel that I explained to you, defined to you, he will come himself in Masjid Zakaria, alhamdulillah, and they will shake hands with the dhakireen. And we have yaqeen totally on these hadith. Our iman is on hadith and Quran, and we recognize Allah through Quran and hadith. We believe in Allah. Otherwise, what did we know if there was no Quran? If Rasulullah, our beloved Nabi, did not come and explain and teach us hadith, then how would we recognize Allah? So have yaqeen on these hadith and believe that we'll get these rewards. May Allah give us tawfiq. Now for a little while, let's do dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah.